Trent Zimmerman is the Liberal member for North Sydney. He won his seat easily last night and he joins me now in the studio. Congratulations on your own re-election.
Thanks, Sabra, and thanks for having me.
What do you put the Coalition victory down to, given that Scott Morrison was front and centre of everything the Coalition did?
Well, they usually say that victory has many fathers and defeat is but an orphan, but this victory really only has one father, and that's Scott Morrison. And what we've seen him do over the last 9 months has been nothing short of incredible for the Liberal Party. If you had this election 6 months ago, 9 months ago, you would say that we would have had a very different result. But he's able to do the three things he had to do. Firstly, to bring the party back together after what was a pretty horrible 2018. He had to introduce himself to the Australian people in that new role of Prime Minister. But he also had to show Australians that we were going to continue to focus on those issues that mattered to them. And that was building the economy, but also making sure that we're providing those services that they expect of us.
What kind of authority does he now have within the party, given this?
Well, I think he had pretty strong authority before, but obviously in these circumstances, his authority is very strong.
There are lessons for everyone in elections. What lessons are there for the winners in this instance?
Well, can I say that the biggest lessons obviously have to be for the Labor Party. And what last night demonstrated in all of those seats, but also in the national result in which we prevailed, that the tax and spend policies that were proposed by Labor simply didn't resonate with Australians at this time in our history. For the Liberal Party, obviously the news is a good news story for the Liberal Party in terms of what we're able to demonstrate through our economic management, but I think also the recognition that we did need to focus on schools and education and the climate change package we released earlier this year. The lessons, I think, and it would be a mistake not to think about them, are really threefold. Firstly, I think that we need to look at our candidate selection process in some states. We had a few issues during the campaign which did set us back at key points during the election campaign. Secondly, I do think that more broadly we need to recognise that in many electorates, including my own, issues like climate change are very important. Now, I think that our commitment to achieve Paris is a genuine one by the Prime Minister. He gets it. But there have been too many voices over the years and too many problems with energy and climate policy, which meant that there were some sceptical Australians, and we need to address that. Thirdly, I think that the other lesson that we need to learn from this election campaign is that the type of leadership instability that we've seen before has to end, and I'm confident that Scott Morrison is and will continue to do that.
You talked about climate change. Warringah is gone. Is climate change a big factor in Tony Abbott's ousting?
Oh, I think that's undoubtedly the case. I'm in the neighbouring electorate. I know how important climate change is for my residents, and it was a big factor in Warringah.
Clive Palmer's big spend on advertising doesn't look like it's won him any seats. It might have helped the LNP in Queensland. What's your view on that, and what's your view on Fraser Anning?
Well, firstly, I think that we've seen that money doesn't buy outcomes in politics, and some people worry about that at times, but there can be no better demonstration that Australians have got enough sense to see through that type of thing. In Queensland, if you look at the results in those seats, particularly the Central and North Queensland results, it is very hard to draw the conclusion that Clive Palmer had a huge amount of influence on those outcomes because of the size of the swings, the improvement in the LNP vote, and what he did pick up seemed to come from a whole range of sources, including a decline in One Nation. In relation to Fraser Anning, a bright spot of last night was, it seems, seeing his bid to stay in the Senate rejected, because I don't think that we have seen as toxic a force in the Australian Parliament as represented by the views of Fraser Anning, and I'm just so thrilled that the Australian people and Queenslanders have rejected that.
Quickly, your hand up for a portfolio?
Well, that's always in the lap of the Prime Minister, and I'm sure we'll see announcements about that very quickly.
All right. Trent Zimmerman, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Thanks, Sabra.